Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Due to the House sitting under urgency this week, there were few select committee meetings, but the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee received a briefing from the Minister of Defence. Briefing the committee on the defence white paper, Wayne Mapp said the overall spending was unlikely to rise above 1% of GDP.
But we did identify a very specific challenge which occurs essentially over the next 3 years. And that is a number of costs increase, some of them fixed, some of them a little less fixed, but a number of costs unavoidably increase.
Dr. Mapp identified the source of the increased costs.
Notably, depreciation increases by about 25% or so, and that's due to the introduction of the new helicopters and the upgraded aircraft and Project Protector primarily. And along with that is the increased cost of operating those things. And if you bring seven new ships into service, put crews on them, and send them around the country or into the Pacific, it's going to cost you money. Similarly, if you buy nine helicopters that are almost three times the size of the current Iroquois helicopters, invariably they will cost more money to operate. It's something that's clear that it's going to occur. It's essentially unavoidable. And we have to be able to fund it. And we have to be able to fund it in a time of constraint. That is the reason we undertook the Value for Money project.
The Defence Minister then explained where there could be savings.
A reprioritisation of around $250 million can be made over a five-year period. Now, put that in context, that's around about 10% of the Defence Force budget, so it's significant. And we'll be testing. And that will involve... Civilianisation, as the term has become, of around 1,400 people within the uniform branch. There'll be a fresh look at how you deal with infrastructure, basically new facilities and so forth. There'll be a careful look at what things need to be undertaken by Defence Force personnel, be they uniformed or non-uniformed, and what can be done by contractors. Good case in point there would be the 757s. To what extent do you have to have uniformed personnel maintaining them and so forth, as opposed to, say, operating directly? So those sorts of issues will get carefully considered as a result of that, and the General Matter Pry has already started that process of the value for money savings.
Dr. Mapp also addressed another recommendation in the Defence White Paper.
It was also organisational structure. Because it's clear we need a more effective management system, and one of the key recommendations is the establishment of a Chief Operating Officer sitting at the same level as the Vice Chief of the Defence Force. So you end up with sort of a top-tier group consisting of the Chief of the Defence Force, the Vice Chief of the Defence Force, the Chief Operating Officer, who have prime executive responsibility and leadership. And the service chiefs, their role changes and will require legislative change, in fact. So it's more apparent that there is an executive line of authority. We think that is necessary to provide a better management systems within the NZDF.
And Dr. Mapp hoped the white paper would be an enduring document.
The Defence Review, it's intended to be a careful document. It's intended to be a document that will, in a broad sense, be able to be signed up across the political spectrum. We realise there'll be differences on particular things and so forth. And we also realise that there's a dynamism about it, so that we also forecast that every 5 years there should be essentially a further review. The pattern of the last review being 1997 and the Select Committee review of 1999, then the various sorts of documents previous government completed in 2000-2001, we think is not the right way to do that. We think it's better for public confidence and indeed for people around this room to be more engaged through a regular pattern of reviews, which we urge future governments to adopt as well.
Defence Minister Wayne Mapp giving a briefing on the Defence White Paper to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.